Yesterday, we had a huge celebration at Notre Dame Seminary. For those of us who are Theology 4 seniors, if you will, we graduated yesterday from Notre Dame. And so, at least as far as the church is concerned, academically, we've been formed in order to go out and to be ordained, at least in New Orleans, on the 1st of June at the cathedral, eight of us to do that. And then certainly there are others, like Randy here, who are going back to their diocese and being ordained at other times. But as far as the church is concerned, and as far as certainly I was concerned after 6 years in the seminary, it was a huge celebration and a freedom now, if you will, to be able to stand here and not be judged, at least by the seminary and my formators, okay, like Father Min there, okay, about teaching and preaching particularly. So with that freedom, you know, I'm speaking to you today, this morning. But that celebration that we had yesterday, in every way, shape, or form, pales to the celebration we've entered into right here and right now in this Eucharist, in the Thanksgiving, in this Mass. It pales completely. And it always does. Each and every day, this celebration is what we live for, the great gift of God that He has given us, because everything is gift from Him. His complete self-emptying for us by becoming incarnate and then giving Himself completely in self-sacrifice is complete gift, unmerited by us in every way, shape, and form. So when Jesus tells the Jews that I am the bread of life, and they're shocked, they're completely thrown off, because the Torah has taught them something completely different. You will not drink the blood and eat the flesh of the sacrifice. It's a scandal. By the way, it should scandalize us. It should throw us off completely. Because it's only by faith in God our Savior, faith in Jesus Christ our Lord and King, that we can come to know that the gift of the Eucharist, His body and blood, gives us eternal life. God's self-loving, His generosity to us is incomprehensible. But that doesn't mean we ought to not try to embrace it and search it out and do all that we can to find the truth, the goodness, and the beauty of our faith. And so when we come here to the Eucharist and enter into the Mass, and particularly in the liturgy of the Eucharist that we're about to enter into, we're asked to open our hearts and our minds, and with the right disposition, be able to see in faith that what Jesus Christ gives us today will bring us to eternal life. And knowing that, then, we should be set go out and, as the responsorial psalm says, go out to all the world and tell the good news, for steadfast is his kindness towards us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Let's go out today with that challenge and evangelize the world and help them to come to the Eucharist and be fed by the bread and the blood that will bring them and us to eternal life.